Welcome back for another deep dive with us.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're going to be tackling something pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of a head scratcher. You know, the book of Ecclesiastes.
Oh, yeah.
The one that's like super famous for that vanity of vanities all vanity line.
Right, right.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
Ecclesiastes also seems to encourage us to really enjoy life and all its pleasures.
Interesting.
So we're going to try to figure out how those two ideas work together.
Yeah. How do those fit?
Yeah. And we'll be drawing some insights from Dr. Alpher's lectures on Ecclesiastes.
Awesome. Sounds like a fascinating paradox, right?
It really is.
Ecclesiastes is honest about the tough stuff in life, but it still stresses the importance of finding joy in the midst of all that.
Okay. So how does that work?
Well, Dr. Furr points out these enjoy life statements that pop up throughout the book.
Yeah.
He calls them refrains, and they're not just randomly scattered. They actually get stronger as the book goes on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At the beginning, they're more like observations about enjoyment.
Oh.
But towards the end, it's like they become commands, almost like urging us to grab hold of joy.
So it's not just saying, hey, life is pointless, but have a good time anyway.
No, not at all. It suggests that true joy comes from understanding that life is fleeting. And finding contentment within that reality, not in spite of it.
I see. So it's about appreciating what we have while we have it.
Exactly. Dr. Furr uses this great analogy of a farmer, imagine pouring your heart into your crops, planting, tending to them, and then boom, a drought, a flood locust come and wipe out everything.
Oh, man. That's got to be crushing. It makes you wonder why you even bother.
Right. But the point is, even with setbacks, you can find satisfaction in the work itself, in the process, even if the outcome is uncertain.
So even in those moments of, what's that Hebrew word for meaningless?
Hevel.
Hevel, right?
Yeah.
Even in those moments, there are still glimpses of joy.
Precisely. It's like when your computer crashes and you lose hours of work.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah. It's frustrating. It feels meaningless, but you can still find satisfaction in the effort you put in, the skills you used, even if the final product is gone.
I feel that. And that's where that idea of enjoyment as a gift comes in, right?
Yeah.
The helek concept.
Yes. Helek is like a portion or a blessing, a little bit of grace woven into life. Dr. Furr talks about enjoying a simple lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We often rush through meals without a second thought. But what if we saw those everyday moments as chances for joy?
So finding those helek moments, those little blessings, is part of embracing life, even when it feels meaningless.
Absolutely. It's realizing that joy isn't this big, elusive thing. It's often in the simplest things, those potent little portions of delight that we can choose to savor.
Right. And that connects to simcha, the Hebrew word for joy. Dr. Furr says simcha isn't just about religious ecstasy or reaching some blissful state. It's about finding joy in everyday pleasures.
Huh?
So have you experienced any of your own helek today, those little sparks of joy?
You know, I have. I took a moment to step outside and just breathe in the fresh air. Such a small thing, but it really lifted my spirits.
There you go. And what about work? Ecclesiastes has a lot to say about work. I mean, we often see it as a necessity, sometimes even a burden. But how does it fit into this idea of finding joy?
Yeah, work's a tricky one. Ecclesiastes admits that work can be hard, even frustrating sometimes. But it also suggests that finding satisfaction in our work is a key part of experiencing simcha. That real joy.
So it's not about finding a dream job that's always fulfilling. Because, I mean, let's be real. Those are pretty rare.
Right. It's more about how we view work. Recognizing that even in the most ordinary tasks, there can be purpose and a sense of accomplishment.
Okay.
It could be about getting good at something, contributing to something bigger than ourselves, or even just the satisfaction of doing a job well.
I'm thinking about all those Hevel moments that pop up at work, you know. Computer crashes, unexpected setbacks, the stuff that makes you want to just chuck your laptop out the window.
Yeah. Those are the moments that really test our ability to find joy in our work. But Ecclesiastes offers some wisdom even when things go wrong. We can choose to focus on what we put in, on the effort, what we learned along the way, instead of getting hung up on the outcome.
So it's a mental shift. Choosing to be content with the journey, even when the destination's uncertain or frustrating.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that leads us to a really interesting idea that Dr. Furr talks about, the wisdom coin. He describes this coin as having two sides. One side is about enjoying life, embracing pleasure, savoring those helek moments. The other side is about the fear of God.
Hold on, fear of God? That sounds kind of intense. Are we supposed to be like walking around terrified all the time?
Uh-huh. That's a common misunderstanding. Some scholars argue that fear of God isn't about being afraid of punishment. It's more about having a deep reverence for life itself, recognizing that our choices matter.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So it's not about just throwing caution to the wind and doing whatever feels good in the moment.
Not really. Think of it more like this. Enjoy the present. Savor those gifts, those blessings. But do it knowing that we're accountable for what we do. We're part of something larger than ourselves.
So it's about finding that balance. Mm-hmm. Embracing those simple pleasures, those holic moments.
Mm-hmm.
But also living with purpose, knowing that we have a responsibility to ourselves and to something greater.
You got it. It's about hitting that sweet spot between appreciating the good stuff in life and living with a sense of purpose, knowing our choices matter.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Especially in today's world, with all the chaos and uncertainty, it's easy to get lost in anxiety. But this idea, this wisdom coin concept, reminds us that even in the mess, there's still beauty and joy to be found if we're willing to see it.
Yeah, it's an invitation to embrace it, all the good and the bad, the light and the shadows, to find those moments of joy, those helek gifts, wherever we can.
It's like that line from Ecclesiastes. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. It's not about pretending the hard times don't exist. It's about realizing that even when things are rough, there can still be beauty, laughter, connection. And those moments are what make life worth living.
Beautifully said. It's about realizing that even the tiniest things can make a difference. It's about coming to life with gratitude for what we've been given, no matter how fleeting those things might be.
I love that. So as we wrap up our deep dive into this fascinating and often misunderstood book, what's the big takeaway for our listeners today?
I think the key message is this. We don't have to wait for things to be perfect or achieve some huge goal to start experiencing joy. We can find those helic moments, those sparks of delight in the everyday, the ordinary, the right here and now.
It's about choosing to see the good even when things are tough, even when it feels like everything is hevel meaningless. Yeah, it's about shifting our perspective, right? Choosing to see those little blessings, those portions of good that are just woven into life.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not about pretending the hard stuff isn't there. It's about holding that tension, the fact that everything is temporary, but then also those moments of joy that we find right in the middle of that.
Like when you finally finish a tough project and you have that quiet moment of satisfaction.
Yeah.
Or the way the sunlight hits the leaves just perfectly when you're walking home.
Right.
Those are helic moments, right?
They are. And sometimes it's about appreciating those bigger things, too. You know, like having a really deep conversation with a friend.
Yeah.
Or that feeling of gratitude for having a healthy body. Those can be huge portions of joy.
And you know what's interesting? It's funny how Ecclesiastes is often seen as this gloomy, depressing book.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's really more like a guide to finding joy. A reminder that even when the world feels temporary and kind of meaningless, there's still so much beauty to appreciate.
I think that's a great way to put it. It's not saying to ignore the hard stuff or pretend everything is perfect. It's encouraging us to embrace all of life, to find joy even when there's sorrow, to look for those moments of grace and hold on to them.
And I think that's where that wisdom coin idea comes back in. That image of the coin with enjoyment on one side and fear of God on the other, it's like a reminder that real joy isn't about just doing whatever you want. It's about finding that balance between enjoying what life gives us and living with a sense of purpose.
Exactly. It's about knowing that we're a part of something bigger than ourselves, that what we do matters, and that even the smallest acts of kindness, gratitude, and love can make a difference and create a more joyful world.
So as we finish up our deep dive into Ecclesiastes, I want to leave you with this thought. What are some of the simple things you do every day that you maybe rush through or take for granted? How can you approach those things with more awareness and appreciation?
Yeah.
How can you see them as those henelek moments, those precious gifts to be savored?
That's a great question to think about, because in those simple moments, those ordinary moments, you might just find the true meaning of joy.
And hey, if this conversation has inspired you, we'd love to hear about it. Share your own henelek moments on social media using the hashtag #DeepDiveJoy. We love connecting with fellow deep divers. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep looking for those sparks of joy in your everyday lives.